You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Of the recent tragedy that occurred in Texas, a horrific school shooting which cost 21 lives, a discussion around gun regulation has resurfaced in the United States. I spoke to Maria Moodian from the University of Auckland about the state of gun control debate in the country, a country that experiences disproportionately high levels of gun violence, especially in schools, and what barriers might exist to regulation. I first asked Maria why gun violence and gun control is such a big issue in the United States in particular.
Well, there are multiple reasons to your question, so it would be really impossible to do it in one radio segment. But what I can tell you is that it's really extraordinarily hard to regulate guns and gun carrying and ownership because of the way, first of all, the Constitution has been interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court, but also because of how certain members of certain communities have a tremendous attachment to their arms, to their weapons, in part because of concerns, you know, culturally have developed around fear of a tyrannical government, fear of safety, security issues that are all wrapped up in this. Some of that's been sort of whipped up by an organization I'm sure your listeners have heard of called the National Rifle Association, which represents, of course, the weapons manufacturers, but also has a very large membership base and very vocal and very passionate about gun ownership. They're terrified of losing their guns. It's a huge cultural issue in a gun culture in certain parts of the United States. Those members of the NRA put a lot of pressure on their representatives to resist any kind at all of regulation of guns. That includes, you know, this young man went and bought assault weapons, you know, so it's even hard to regulate those because they have deep fears of what one would call a slippery slope. That aside, even when certain states have gone to regulate firearms, they have most often been struck down as unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, which has a very broad interpretation of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution does say that people have a right to bear arms, but it's placed in the context of militias, state militias, really. But it has become interpreted over time as an individual's right, and that cannot be infringed because that's the language. You know, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, even though it says it with the context of militia. So that's been at the heart of the complications of regulating firearms in the United States.
On this issue of institutional barriers to changing the law, especially the Supreme Court, to what extent do you believe that a conservative majority on the Supreme Court, as exists at the moment, is blockading such an effort to regulate guns? And would it be possible with a more liberal Supreme Court, in your opinion, to push through some of this legislation in certain states? Or are there more complicated institutional barriers forming?
Well, there are always complicated institutional barriers, particularly on the national level, but on every state level. I mean, remember, the United States is really like 50 little countries all merged together in a country. But on the federal level, in the Congress, every committee and every House and every floor vote, and then all the way up to the presidency, has a veto point. And if there are opponents that are powerful in any way, whether that's a legislator who gets to cast a swing vote on a committee or on the floor, then legislation can get quashed very easily. So those are institutional barriers. But in addition to that, your question about the Supreme Court, yes, absolutely, the more so-called conservative Supreme Court, I don't really like the moniker, but I know it's how people understand it, is absolutely inclined to strike down any regulatory efforts on guns. Does that mean that a more so-called liberal Supreme Court might go the other way? Well, it has seemed that way in the past, but it is complicated. And, you know, I don't expect it anytime soon, but given the degree of the tragedies, these horrific shootings that are going on, killing children, I mean, you know, any innocent human being, you know, their lives matter, but these little children, it's just awful. But there is some potential that given the Supreme Court is only 9 people and all you need are 9 votes, you know, will it affect a couple of people to allow for some kinds of regulation? It remains to be seen. Unlikely, but not unheard of.
So there obviously is somewhat of a drive in the United States to regulate firearms in some way or limit them in some way among especially more so-called liberal parts of the population. Do you believe that there's a political path forward for these advocates who obviously don't want to see such events occurring again to get any like legislation through or activate any sort of change whatsoever? Or is it really fighting an uphill battle?
Well, it is an uphill battle. It doesn't mean it's not possible. So many things looked impossible in the past. Look, the United States enshrined slavery into the Constitution, and it took a civil war. But, you know, all the way up until that civil war, there were people working for abolition of slavery. Then you had institutional segregation, legal segregation, in which African Americans could not partake in so many aspects of political and social life. And that changed. We still have quite a bit of discrimination in the United States, but it changed legally. Then, you know, women didn't have a right to vote. So these landmark events do happen, but they do take a concerted effort. It may require people coming together and demanding a constitutional amendment, but it might also come from the states. You know, the states might start regulating and have so many you know, legal pathways to regulation that it overwhelms the Supreme Court. We don't know. It just is a matter of this combination of the will and the organization and the degree of importance that most people place on, you know, the safety of their children and their fellow human beings.
That was Maria Amudian, a senior lecturer in the politics department in the University of Auckland, talking about barriers to regulating firearms in the United States.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.